Oh, hold still. This is only going to hurt a little. It's Reese on the radio.
On News Talk 1080 WTIC.
All right, we're back. I got to read some comments that are in the chat rooms. We'll read that in a minute. And then, of course, we'll get to your phone calls and wrap this day up. I also want to mention that tomorrow, the opening monologue is about a story that many people have forgotten about. It is the curious case of Kevin Rosario Moreno. Anybody remember him? Think Meriden. Again, the curious case of Kevin Rosario Moreno. I went and did some digging on that young man, and what I found was pretty interesting. So we'll do that tomorrow during the show. Also, I want to thank Alex Tobus, the attorney representing the Connecticut Examiner, with the trying to get the videotape released of J. Allen Jones's death inside the correction facility at Garner, I believe, is the correctional facility. Now let's get to some Hollywood news. Where the heck is my thing there? I can't find it. There it is. Hollywood news. It's Hollywood news with your correspondent, Reese on the radio. Now, this one is interesting only because it shows how sad Hollywood has gotten. And the reason why I talk about Hollywood in a way that I do is because it is a medium in our lives that it's gone through some ebbs and flows. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down, and right now it's down. And as I was looking up Hollywood news, trying to find out new films that are coming out, I thought I'd find something interesting, but I didn't. What I found was dismay. Sad, sad dismay. Hollywood is rapidly running out of ideas, and that means they're always going to go into the well of sequels. And here is a list of films that they are going to do sequels to. And I have to bring in my trusty Emmy Award-winning co-host and producer, Roland, in for this. I'm going to mention the movies, Roland, and you're going to tell me if you are interested in seeing any of them, because you know, your movie patterns are a little weird. They're all over the place. You will go to a movie I would think you wouldn't go to, and then not go to the one I expect you to. So I'm going to name a couple of these films and see whether or not you would actually see them.
Yes.
How about this one? Sonic the Hedgehog 4.
Yes.
You go see that.
I saw all three of them.
You did see all three. I hear Jim Carrey is making bank on these.
Oh, movies. Absolutely. Is he making like $10 million a movie or something like that?
Goodness gracious. I mean, Jim Carrey doesn't have to work again. How about this one? Are you familiar with the Super Troopers franchise?
Oh, yeah. I remember the Super Troopers.
Okay. Well, you know, they've had some films out.
I'm not interested, though.
Okay. This would be Super Troopers 3. what's your interest in this one? This one, I only remember it back in the day because it was so panned because they actually had Vanilla Ice in one of its films. But the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, my God.
Mutant Mayhem 2.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes.
You would see that.
Triple yes.
Are you a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan?
I am. My whole life I've been.
Okay. So you grew up with them. I'm assuming
Raphael is my favorite.
Okay, fine. A horror genre that's doing really, really well is the production team of John Krasinski and his wife Emily Blunt have started this franchise called The Quiet Place.
Part
3 is going to be coming out. Have you watched any of those?
I saw the first one. My brother-in-law, he loves anything horror. He's always ranting and raving about, so.
Well, this genre or this franchise has been really successful. And so the third one is coming, because I know the first one was A Quiet Place. Quiet Place 2, I think, was sort of like a prequel in a weird way, like talks about when the aliens first come, and then now this one's the 3. So, when you're making that much money, you might as well. For the marijuana enthusiasts with munchies, they will like this. How about Harold and Kumar 4?
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know there was a 3.
I thought it was only two movies.
So did I. So apparently,
Howard. And once again, I saw the first one.
Okay, I did see the first one. This one, I don't know why they keep making it, but then again, as Chub Rock once said, RoboCop last year was a shock. Apparently, RoboCop Returns is another one. They're going to do another sequel to the remake.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'll go see it.
Okay, you would see that RoboCop. This one is an interesting one because I hear, according to the call sheet, Will Smith is coming back for this movie.
Yes, I already know.
Even though he died, it is I Am Legend 2.
I Am Legend 2.
Yeah, I know you're going to go see that.
Yeah.
Are you a Michael B. Jordan fan? Because I understand he's coming. He's going to be in this.
Is he the son? Grown up?
Yeah, I think. Okay. Yeah, I believe that he is going to be. That Michael B. Jordan is in this film. So at least he's on the call sheet for this one. Last but not least, for those of you 80s folks, I had to leave this one last because I'm not going to lie. I'm going to the movies to see this, and I don't care how bad the critics say it is.
Well,
I've
got to
see it. No.
Oh, dang.
Okay, so this was a crossover in the cartoon world that every kid loved, even though it sucked. And they even made a comic book about it.
Okay.
It is none other than Transformers and G.I. Joe.
Oh.
You know, I don't know about you, but I'm going to see that.
Yeah, that's going to be super action packed.
I mean, with how do you not see that?
Yeah, you gotta go see that.
If you were a kid who grew up in the 80s, to see that in live action, this is what I mean when I call a film a spectacle film. This is a spectacle film.
Did you see the G.I. Joe movies?
I did. Okay, I saw them with Channing Tatum and Dennis Quaid and all of them, the one with Marlon Wayans, which I thought was actually pretty good.
Those are good.
Yeah.
And I saw the spinoff with my guy with the ninja.
Yes, the Snake Eyes film.
Snake Eyes, yeah.
Yeah. So I've always, again, that particular era, for cartoons and comic books was a great era. And who wouldn't want to see the Transformers and G.I. Joe sort of relive that? I think they have to
because people have gotten tired of the Transformer movies.
Yes.
So you kind of have to, if you want to extend that just a little bit more, you got to do something different.
Yeah, you got to make it interesting. And sure, and you know what? They kind of, from what I've always understood, they both kind of lived in the same universe in the cartoons. They just never really
crossed paths.
Yeah, they never crossed paths until they were forced to in the comic books, which everybody thought was great. It was one of the best sellers back in the day. And I think it was a Marvel.
You would have thought that they would always work together because it's like, you know, G.I. Joe soldiers.
Sure.
The Transformers.
Yeah, you know, Cobra's very much like Megatron. Yeah. By the way, for those of you who are saying, who the hell are they talking about? Go back to your childhood. It's a very important time. Important time for the rest of us. That's all. Anyway, that's Hollywood news. Let's get to Frank in Woodbridge. How are you, sir?
Good. I always liked the Marath Parkway. I'm in the minority because there are no trucks.
Ah. But I don't know about you, but I kind of like room. And the Merritt Parkway has a lot of curves and turns, and it's so tight that if you're in a lot of traffic, you know, it can be a little nerve-wracking, no?
Yeah, but I'm not in a hurry when I go anywhere. You guys are always in a hurry to go somewhere. And speaking of going somewhere, I told you this recently. Tuesday night, 4 weeks in paradise, we're leaving for Sicily. And I'll be back on October 1st. And I can't wait to get there. And I'll tell you why. The last two countries I've been in, America and Italy, I can't take it no more with these white women. I'm going to be on an island with the most beautiful women in the world when it comes to skin. That beautiful olive Italian dark skin. The only other woman who has better skin than them is the American black woman. It'll be like I'm going home.
Can I tell you some good news when you get back home from Sicily?
What's that?
The good news is that yours truly and Roseanne will be living in Connecticut.
Where are you going to be?
We got an apartment. Oh, no, I'm not giving my address. We got an apartment in Farmington. That's all I'm saying. We got a place in Farmington. I'm not going to give. You think I was going to give the damn address, Roland? I'll be living at 123 Smith Street. No, I would never give the address. But we did find a place in Farmington. Literally, we just got the application to fill out. No, it's not even that. We did all application thing, but we got to fill out some other forms. But yeah, we are out of here right now. We're going through the motions of what we're packing. We are going to be living in a shoebox, but what the hell?
Let me tell you before I go, the saddest thing about this country, you know what it is? Only 7% of the population in America are black women.
Get out. Okay, enough with you. Goodbye. Love you.
That's a crime. That's a shame.
That's okay. You'll be amongst your own. Have a good one. Enjoy the trip. None other than the guy who got me in trouble last time. Hasn't been here since. White Mike is on the line. What's going on, boss?
First of all, this dude who called before me, it's like he bragged about liking the worst possible thing in the world.
Oh, that's don't. I've got to cut you off. Stop it.
If he was picking MREs, he would say ham and lima beans are his favorite.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Ham and lima beans are the worst in an MRE?
Yes.
I'll have to ask Roseanne about that.
And it's like he's bragging about being obsessed with the thing that nobody... Jesus, even brothers don't upset like this guy. Brothers run from black women.
There has been a growing number of people online who have like, there's like these argument podcasts where black women and black men are on there and they're arguing about their relationship. It's like this weird battle of the sexes that are going on where they're talking about like why black men are choosing white women and these black women are all upset. It's a crazy, anyway, but you called about something else. What do you got?
I don't know. That was pretty good. But that list of movies you laid out.
Yes.
Makes me think that Hollywood thinks everybody is a retarded 9-year-old with ADD. That was horrible. There wasn't an actual film in that list. Just crap.
Not even I Am Legend? I thought that was like critically acclaimed.
Horrible. That movie was terrible because it totally changed the plot of the book.
First of all, I know so many people who are like that. That, you know, anytime you deviate from the book, that's it. It's like, forget about it. The movie's over and it's trash and, you know, never to be seen again. But how about this one? You didn't like The Quiet Place? You didn't think that was a...
No, I don't like, I think horror movies are absolutely stupid because 90% of that can be solved by one guy with a best.
Okay, fair enough.
Stupid.
Oh, you know what I mentioned? Hold on.
I
forgot about one. You know what one I forgot on here? I didn't even realize we were up to this number. The Matrix 5 is on the list.
Oh, God. There's only one good Matrix movie. Everything else has been hot garbage. Those movies were never meant to be a series. They're meant to be one cool movie. And then Hollywood says, oi, let's make some more money. Crank out some crap, and now the transgender Wachowski whatevers are just turning out garbage. That's all garbage. Marvel crap is garbage. It's not for adults. Like, you and I are adults, and we fell for it, but it's for children.
Yes,
people are acting like children's movies are high cinema. The only thing I'm looking forward to in the future is when Quentin Tarantino gets off his ass and makes his 10th movie. He's the only one.
But for him, right? After his 10th movie, he's done.
So he says... But, you know, I'm sure he's going to get divorced and his Israeli wife will take him for a fortune, so he'll have to go back to work. But it's all terrible. That was the most depressing list of crap.
I know it was. Listen to me. When I read it, as soon as I was going through the list, apparently I found this website that has all of the lists with the call sheet and everybody who's going to be on it if they have actors attached to it. As I'm going through the list, I'm just going, wow, these are like... Why are these films being made? And they keep going through, as I'm going through more and more of them, I had to stop at like the third page, but I had all of these on there. So, Mike, before I let you go, if there was a good movie that you would make a sequel of, because you're like me, I believe you should never, ever touch a classic film. Just re-release it in theaters, and people will go.
Yeah, but I don't want any sequels. There's no story I've seen.
Right.
I am kind of interested in seeing think there's going to be a prequel to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes.
That's going to end up on Amazon. That sounds solid. But I'm just tired of it, man. Make a movie. You know, how about a nice action movie with a tough guy hero who's going to save a girl from distress? Give us a hero's journey movie. Give us some more Arnold Schwarzenegger 80s style stuff or strong heroes or anti-heroes. Not just comic book crap with bad CGI that cost $400 million.
So you must be outraged that they're redoing The Running Man, because I love the original.
Well, I will tell you, I have zero hope for it, because while I like Glenn Powell, For some reason in this movie, they've decided his character's got to be more fleshed out and has an ugly black wife. And I'm like, first of all,
I gotta go.
Grim Powell's a dying piece. He could do better than that. And secondly, yeah. I don't even see his wife. It's not about his wife. It's about him surviving the game. Don't
exactly.
give me this other crap. Give me the movie.
Thank you, Mike. As always, goodness gracious. He always makes it worse. Let's get another check of traffic and weather with Bob Larson and Mark Christopher in the BPS Traffic Center. Amen.
The Odyssey app lets you jump back to the moments you missed from WTIC News Talk 1080. Download the free Odyssey app, search WTIC News Talk 1080, and tap earlier today to get started.
I cannot tell you how annoying it is to go through all of the stuff that I have to go through to move. I don't, and a mover, I'm a mover. I owned a moving company, but to have to do my own move, I hate it. No. No, I don't trust those people. Ironically. Sorry, I gotta fix my chair again. You guys know what happened, is we've been talking about it all day. During the show, the shooting that took place at the Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis, we do know that the shooter did identify as a transgender person. What I found crazy about all of this was the audio that I played earlier of the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey.
These were Minneapolis families. These were American families. And the amount of pain that they are suffering right now is extraordinary. And don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying. It was the first week of school. They were in a church. These are kids that should be learning with their friends.
Yeah, he had all of that shouting at the rest of us who had done nothing wrong. But the moment that Mayor Jacob Frey found out that the shooter targeted children in that Catholic community, children, to take their lives. This is what Jacob Frey had to say.
All of us. And I have heard about a whole lot of hate that's being directed at our trans community. Anybody who is using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common humanity.
Where was all of that when you were shouting at us? You were condemning us for thoughts and prayers. All we gave was thoughts and prayers, and we got yelled at. Then you find out that the shooter identifies as transgender, and now, whoa. Everybody calm down. Don't start expressing hate. Spare me. I told you, folks. It's only going to take a minute. Let's get another check of weather and traffic with Bob Larson and Mark Christopher in the BPS Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
What's up, everybody?
You know who it is.
You know who it is.
You know who it is.
It's Reese on the radio. Frederick Douglass of the 21st century.
It's WTIC News Talk 1080.
And we're back, about to get up out of here. Normally we would end with phone calls, but we had so many during the show. I've got to get into the Susan Campbell opinion piece tomorrow. Also, we got to talk about Bethel, Connecticut. And Bethel, you should be ashamed of yourselves. I talked about this a little bit, but now the news is covering it. And again, being ahead of that, of the news cycle is what I do best. And this article is, Bethel, again, you guys should be ashamed of yourselves. And we'll talk about that as well. So, Susan Campbell is talking about Trump's revenge tour on Connecticut. Bethel, even though they voted overwhelmingly for Kamala Harris, they clearly don't stand by her policies. That they definitely don't, without a doubt. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. And, of course, the curious case of Kevin Rosero Moreno of Meriden. We'll talk about that as well. Let me read this real quick because someone posted this in the chat room about the school the Annunciation Catholic School, and I wanted to read this, and I believe that this is based upon fact. Let me read it verbatim here. Michael C. sent it about Annunciation. He says, this was a private school, and as such, they are responsible for their own security. But did you know that Minneapolis had a school resource officer program that was discontinued after George Floyd's death in 2020? As a part of the Defund the Police movement in Minneapolis, the contract the school system had with the police department to supply school resource officers to the school was allowed to expire. Now we have people like us asking, why are they not armed officers? Oh, goodness gracious. I'm sorry, Brian. I got pushed from it. Sorry. Why are they not school officers allowed inside the schools? The state of Minnesota has passed standards for schools to establish school resource officers, but they have yet to return to the I'm sorry, this is like flashing before me. Sorry. I just saw a comment that said it'd take the National Guard from D.C. and put them in schools. Yeah. So if that is true, that they allowed it to expire, it would go be on course with Minneapolis and their Defund the Police movement, which, of course, we know that, what's his name, Tim Walz, is a part of that. Sit down, folks, because what I'm about to read to you from the New York Post is pretty damning when it comes to this shooter. Aside from the fact that the shooter recognizes themselves as a trans person, sorry. I don't know why this is happening to me. It's the second day in a row. Robin, who used to be Robert, talk about murdering filthy Zionists. That's what he wrote about. Westman is 23 years old, also wrote slogans such as Free Palestine. In a journal he wrote in a Cyrillic alphabet, which the Post has translated. YouTube clips showing diary pages were posted online and since deleted by the channel. Quote, if I will carry out a racially motivated attack, it would most likely be against the filthy Zionist Jews, he wrote, in one disgusting entry, saying, quote, I hate those entitled penny-sniffing expletives. The word begins with a K. Westman also wrote, 6 million wasn't enough. A reference to the number of Jews, of course, who were Holocaust victims. On the side of the ammunition magazines he filmed before shooting the children at the Annunciation Catholic Church, said things like destroy HIAS, the Jewish Refugee Aid Group. He made other attacks on Jews as well as talking about the assassination of President Donald Trump. Now, to have someone like the mayor of Minneapolis talking about how we shouldn't say anything to this individual or to transgenders, let's do one better. Let's ask the transgender community, as a conservative would be asked or a MAGA person would be asked, if this were January 6th all over again, do they denounce this? Because all of this, in fact, this person says that if they were going to take out a racial attack, they would against the Zionist Jews, but instead chose children. That they, quote, said that they would enjoy doing. Now, CNN is doing everything it can to stay away from this because, again, it is not their preferred shooter. It's not. They are already referring to the individual as they, them. They are honoring the pronouns of the shooter. Which shows you how pathetic they are. Like, we can't hemorrhage enough viewers. Let's be on the wrong side of this, too. Does the shooter refer to themselves as they, them? Well, we'll honor that. They, thems appear to be frustrated with Zionists and Catholics. Probably because he believes that transgender individuals don't receive enough respect in the United States of America. Yeah, they'll say something like that. There'll be an argument about it. People will scream and holler, well, I don't agree with that. Everything that this person stands for is right in the wheelhouse of the Democrat Party. You can find anybody. You can throw a dart on a picture of everyone who is a Democrat, and they agree with some level of disgusting behavior by this person. You know they do. Free Palestine? Sure they do. Throw a dart. Hit anybody. Hakeem Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries, should they free Palestine? Of course he agrees. Huh? Of course he does. Do you believe that transgender people should have more rights than others? Well, I don't believe that they should have more rights, but I do believe that they are a protected class. That's the same thing, Hakeem. That's the same thing. A protected class means that would imply that the other groups aren't protected. That's what that means. Some people don't understand that, but, you know, whatever. So it goes. But they're going to have to reconcile with this, as they do. Is this it? Is this CNN? Is this CNN not being able to figure out how to describe this individual?
So this is a video.
No, this is, yeah, I got to get to the fast forward to this part with Boris over at CNN. Let me see what he says here. Here he is.
Are continuing to follow the latest details about this shooter. Apparently they targeted the Annunciation Catholic Church and school specifically, trying to barricade people inside as they shot through the windows. Police say an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old are dead. At least two kids right now in the hospital in critical condition.
Yes, he's got to keep calling them they. And that's it. That's all you need to know. It's a sad state of where we are, but it is where we are. And people saying don't politicize it. What's CNN doing? Well, if CNN isn't politicizing it, what are they doing? Are they just trying to show respect to the person who shot kids? I don't know what you say to this nonsense. All of it is actually kind of sad to watch. Brandon writes, Reese, you need to get State Rep. Chris Fishbein on. He tried to introduce legislation on stand your ground laws in public places like churches. Right now, people have a duty to retreat. Absolutely ridiculous. You can see a bunch of elderly people trying to escape. You know, I will say this. You know, that's, you know, I almost find it weird that that's a New England thing. It is weird that that's a New England thing. I don't think it's everywhere. But it is a very elite, liberal New England thing. Where, you know, you just... You know, let them get what they want. And I find that odd. Because I kind of think that people in New England are a little tougher than that. Michael C., there were not typos. While people are writing in the chat room, it kept refreshing, so I had to go back to it. It wasn't you, it was me. My apologies. I don't get these retreat folks. Because that's just not in the DNA of people. Anywhere. I know that there are some people, you know, mealy mouth, you know, chump types, punk types, you know, like that guy in Baltimore who started crying after they arrested the guy who was saying he wanted to stab his family and pregnant girlfriend. And to protect them, he called the police that this guy was threatening him. And then when he gets arrested, starts crying. I didn't want him to get arrested. Now he's going to think that I'm racist. Well, if that's the case, bozo, just let him take out the family. And I don't, again, still not getting it. Someone's going to have to explain it to me. I think the embarrassment is so real that they'll never explain it to me. I don't see one person explaining that to me. Even those on the left who think that I'm a jerk for making fun of the guy, they won't even stand up for him. It takes a special type of chump to do that. Him being more concerned about his, I don't know, racial standing in the world than protecting his family. No, sir, go on in. Have at it. Take whatever you want. I was getting a little bored with that flat screen TV anyway. It's time to buy a new one. No, no, you take it, disenfranchised soul. Perhaps you'd like to take the pickup truck so you can carry around my stuff that you've stolen from my home. Oh, that's okay. My insurance will cover it. Yes. I understand. Again, this all goes back to the whole original thing about law enforcement and these politicians. They think that law enforcement is bad. Because I wish they would just, well, they can't say it, but I wish they would. I wish Chris Murphy, I wish Lamont, A.G. Tong, I wish they would say the racist, bigoted thing out loud. I wish they would just look me in the eye and they'd just go, look, Reese, come on, man, you know. Crime is just a thing they do. We can't just go on arresting them all the time. How are we going to take care of them if we don't at least, you know, kind of let them slide? I wish they would just say it. I know that's what they think. I know they do. Sounds horrible, but I know they think it. Oh, look at them. Never gonna get ahead. We gotta cut them some slack. We'll just cut them some slack as often as we can. We won't punish them too harshly. We don't want to disenfranchise them any further. Ugh. I wish they'd just say it. Cowards, all of them. But I know they think it. Don't get me wrong. I don't need them to tell me. I know that's what they think. There's a lot of people who are listening to the show think it too. You know who you are. We'll be back tomorrow. Is tomorrow Thursday? Oh, yes, it is. Tomorrow's Thursday. You know what that means, folks.
Negro nonsense.
We will be back with Negro nonsense. It's been a while. As I always say, radio is free, so we thank you for paying attention. Remember to keep JC in your hearts and in your mind. Sean Patrick, we love you and we miss you. Remember that panic is not planning, so plan your work and work your plan. Me, I'm Reese on the radio. He is Mark Christopher, and he's getting you home and avoiding the Merritt Parkway and the BPS Traffic Center.